I wrote a little book called The Evolution of Life, and it's very comprehensive. It's now out of print, but it deals with the development from single cells to complex animals, including ourselves. And the clear implication of that is that nothing lasts forever. There's an origin, and there's a flourishing, and then there's an extinction. And extinction takes many forms and follows for many reasons. But every species is just totally dependent on the environment and the resources of the planet. We live off the planet. That's the way life works. And that really got me thinking about the whole question of resources, because we support ourselves by really living off the earth, just scrounging the earth, metals, energy, soil, water. And every one of those now is in serious short supply, not just in countries like Saudi Arabia, but in this country. You know, there are limits to how much water we can afford to use for agriculture as opposed to industrial use, as opposed to domestic use. It takes an immense amount to produce an acre of corn, for example. So when you put the two together, the whole question of the dependence of every species on the earth, and then the serious shortage we're taking, and add to that the fact that we have just exploded in numbers, the human population, we face serious long-term issues. When I started writing the book, that will show how long ago it was, the population, Earth's population, was 6.5 billion. It's now 7 billion. And it's just a staggering rate of increase. It's going up to maybe 9 billion before it goes back a bit to 8.5, so it's predicted. So that burgeoning population, limited resources, and extinction being a fact of life come together and made me think that this was worth trying to tackle.